Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, I am, I think, reconnected. Thank you so much. I'm having all kinds of technical. It's what happens when you're conservative. They want to take you down.
No, I'll talk.
Why do you pay
for it?
I don't know. Yeah, I pay for it. Conversation. 74 New Yorkers tested positive for COVID-19 had false positive results. Excuse me.
Wow.
I can't remember where it was, but there's a lot of people who are
false positives.
People who never tested. Yeah, there's a couple of government people who were tested and got letters or whatever saying that they were positive tested.
Joe Biden called for violent attacks on federal properties in Portland, Oregon. He called them peaceful protesters. Anti-Christian attacks in France rose 285% since 2008. Wow. Minnesota lawmakers banned restraints after Floyd's death in a package of police accountability measures. Rosie O'Donnell and her million followers, I don't know who would want to follow that person, say that Trump is the leading cause of death. I love this. An Afghan girl goes an AK-47 and guns on three Taliban who killed their parents because they're still in the government, not with the Taliban. Yes, sir. Wow. That's where slams Trump. Disgusting Trump. Threatening to send feds to help Chicago. Huh. And this is how low it is. Tucker Carlson's address has been published in the New York Times. And supposedly the FBI is starting to take all their phone numbers, emails, and everything, their addresses, and everything, and assure them they're going to do this. Should Comey be impeached for nursing home policies? What she's doing. I also want to get into Portland, Oregon, and all kinds of stuff from there. And the first is Donald Trump, that and so much more. I'm going to get into Peter 6:14. It is no shame to suffer God the privilege of being called by his name. Think about that as you're going through your day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got an amazing show. I've just had some technical difficulties, so we'll kind of see what the heck's going on. It's just, I don't know. Like, Facebook, I understand they can, because they try to take me down, but, you know, there are places that when you look into testing, even if a guy is positive and you get around them, 10 people get around them, not all 10 are going to have it. But they had, like, three testing sites in Florida had 100% with every single person they tested. There are people who are saying they never got tested, but got a letter saying they're positive. There are 74 New Yorkers that have said, hey, COVID-19, I had it, but it was a false positive. Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on. People need to wake up. People need to realize that there's some BS with the disease. 2017 and 18, we had record seasonal flu deaths. Record seasonal flu deaths in kids. Where was the, how can you, you're violating my rights, saying that you have to force my kid to go to school. No one cared. No one had a complaint about seasonal flu deaths. But when less people are getting COVID-19, how dare you have my kid go to school? I mean, Joe Biden called the violent protester attacks in Portland, Oregon. They're peaceful protests, so they start attacking federal property. We can stop. We can intervene. But in a way, let them suffer. That's what they voted for. Maybe you change your mind. Maybe you'll walk away. Maybe you'll walk away. Okay. Maybe you'll walk away. Maybe. And suffer. Let Chicago suffer. Well, they voted for the crap. They want it. People, how dare Trump intervene in Chicago? He shouldn't. Let him suffer. Those hundreds of people die every day. Black Lives Matter. They should be their concern and they should be their care. They don't care. It's just the other problem. They can't pull socialism in. Simple. By and past. No one's going to vote for socialism. We need to get it. We need to be like Obamacare. Obamacare be so bad. People want a single health care system. That they want these people protest. If that's what they want, let them keep peacefully protesting. That's what I'm saying. Protest. Let them destroy everything. That's what they voted for. That's what they want. Let them have it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do have a PayPal link down below if you want to donate and help out. My computer's kind of having some glitches that I need to get. It's old. Yeah, but yeah, do what I can with what I got. You know, God gives me. I do the best I can. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's just, you know, like Joe Biden said, two interviews where they tried to cut his school because he was making it. And he kept going. He can't go more than 6 minutes in an interview with someone better than that. He needs to go. I mean, I honestly believe that what's going on in the country is like that question. This is a legislation they've come down on us. They say some of the greatest tobacco advertising was when they really in Britain, you know, they have in a print. And some of the greatest that they say were the print ads. And when they were so successful, and push this government right now. We know Trump ain't gonna win. Let's see what we can get them to believe in mandate. Let's force masks on them. More kids died of COVID-19. They didn't. More kids were dying last year, the year before that of the seasonal flu. But let's make parents afraid to have their kids go to school from a COVID-19 that has less deaths than your kids were. Your kids are still going to school now. They're less likely to get COVID-19 and die from it than they are the seasonal flu. And I say die from it because there are thousands of people that get COVID-19, but they don't die. They act like, he got COVID-19. Yes, that's right. He had it. He died. You know, they act like, this is the new death toll number. We'll make it up. We'll make up people that claim they act like, they try to get people to believe that every positive or every COVID case, every China virus is, I don't know, a ventilator, a death. People don't understand. People don't get it when they ask me. And they're like, can you believe there's 50 people with COVID-19? How many of those 15 died? I'm downplaying the death of the virus. I'm pretty sure I had it. It sucked, but I survived. Please like and share. Let me know you're out there. I'll say I have 30 people watch. I don't know. Hit the button. I don't care. Say hi, whatever your name is, wherever you are. But thanks for tuning in. I try to wake people up. I don't care what you believe. If you're panicking because they're going to force your kid to go to school, why weren't you panicking in 2017 and 18 when we had record kids dying from the flu? Record numbers of kids dying from the flu. Where was the outrage? I'm asking for a friend. Where was the outrage? Wasn't it? Like, no one in the media was going to listen when the case place was Mayor Barack Hussein Obama, that was under Bush. It's all about narratives. If people are dying from the seasonal flu in the years past, lockdown for it. If you can't have a funeral, George Floyd has a circus. Something's wrong. I mean, when you have, why would you sit there and do it? I don't condone any of this, of course. But this is just devil's advocate. If there's 50 people, if there's tons of people doing, why didn't anyone try to stop the police officer first and foremost? Put down the camera. But why would he do something knowing that there's people filming? I don't get it. It's kind of interesting how, well, here comes Trump again. He's not going to accept the results of the election. He's not going to do it. Clinton still hasn't accepted the election of 2016. I love watching those videos where they have, like, folks, there are many states too close to call. Go home, get some rest, and we're gonna start fresh in the morning. And everywhere else, Trump has just won the presidential nomination. He has gotten over 270 electoral votes. Da da da. Trump is declared winner. Da 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 da. And then Hillary's camp, we're gonna come back tomorrow. We're gonna keep fighting. This ain't over. And then those kids that were like, wait a minute. Who were lied to? Well, we can't hang by our toes like Mussolini. What do we do? 30. Well, it's actually accusations that Russia colluded with England. In the, you know, if you look at the Brexit, they had millions of people, millions of every network, all these millions of people. We're telling you on networks and everything. The Brexit Party is not going to do anything. The Labour Party is going to win every seat in Parliament, and then they lost. than ever. Just like, well, the polls have Donald Trump losing by 100%. You know, it's what, you know, I mean, yeah. People aren't buying it. Sorry, but that's Joe Biden. That's this Democratic Party that's out of touch. They had 3.5 years to get a decent candidate, and they got Joe Biden. It's what is it? Today is, it's Super Friday. You know, it's Black Friday. Oh, whoops. I said, oh, can I say that now? I don't know. It's Super Wednesday or whatever. It's Monday, I think. I don't remember. What am I supposed to say? I forget. The piece matter where you tell me what to say, it doesn't work. But I'm going to be your president. I mean, your governor, senator, whatever I am. I'm Joe Biden. That's the wrong with this country. 3.5 years, and that's the type of candidate they have. They couldn't find anything. If you want to impeach people on abuse of power, good luck on that one. Let me tell you something. What was it like? One of the presidents from like the 20s had like the 50 times more executive orders than Obama. Huh. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, but don't worry. Trump is the first. See, slavery is not racist because Trump is the first racist president, as Joe Biden said. Then the president that supported segregation and Jim Crow laws and slavery, they weren't racist. The laws weren't racist because Trump was the first racist president. That's Joe Biden saying that one. So Minnesota lawmakers, yeah, they actually go through the law. They actually pass measures that include like banning the necklace strings they did and stuff. They actually went through the branches of government. They didn't just sit there and go, okay, is George Floyd, is what the cop did to George Floyd, is that safe or not? We're not sure. So we're going to have the Supreme Court weigh in on it. No, they actually did what you're supposed to, go through the branches of the government in Minnesota, in the legislature, the way you're supposed to do it. Not just, well, we're going to get our clock. We're going to get our clocks cleaned if we vote wrong in this. And people, I've got to get reelected. I mean, transcripts that Biden said the N-word 13 times in Senate deposition. I know 24/7, 365. Can you believe an 85 coming in work 13 times? Biden said it, but that's not, who cares about that part of it? He was in Senate in 1985. You have all these politicians that are, I don't know. Oh, yeah, they're blaming Reagan for the problems and the first and second Bush and now Trump. When they've been there, D.C. the whole time doing nothing. That's right. Rosie O'Donnell declares again to her million followers, Trump is the leading cause of death. Wow. No, Trump is the leading cause of everything you're against. Because, you know, if Trump is down xenophobe, he should be taking out with Asian people and Chinese people. How dare Trump? But then a month later, well, Trump didn't do it. I mean, he didn't do it, you know. Well, you were telling him to make out with Asian people, go to Chinese buffets and Chinese restaurants and go to Chinatown at the time when he was trying to ban people from that country to stop the spread. Can't make up your mind. Eating causes death. the first racist is the reason he was dead, so Lord help me. I do like that Afghanistan chick. There's an Afghanistan girl, but her parents were killed by 3 Taliban jihadists because they support the government. So she grabs an AK-47 and takes them out. Yes, sir. Afghan girl grabs AK-47, guns down Taliban jihadists who killed her parents. Yes. Someone standing up, hey, you want a better life? It's sad her parents are dead. Hey, look at what she did. She's done enough. Kind of like, I don't know. The problem people don't realize is the free stuff the Democrats want to give you is like Hillary Clinton's election. It ain't gonna happen. Well, I can't wait, because when I vote for Joe Biden, I'm gonna have free health care. Well, then we realize that all his promises are like Hillary Clinton's election chances. Zero. It didn't happen. She didn't win. That's Democrat Party for you. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. Tammy Twist slams disgusting Trump to threat to send feds into Chicago. Don't even think about it. It's falling apart. It's a bleep hole, but guess what? If you try to help us, if you try to make our city better, I tell you what, if you try to help those people in Chicago, I swear, we're going down. We're going to sue you for trying to make Chicago better. These black people keep voting for the same people year after year that keep them in the same predicament. Oh, we don't care about black on black. I don't want to hear about your stats. 50 million black people killed, but I don't want to hear it. All I want to know, Trump, you come here, you bring feds, you're going, we're going to sue you. Chicago is a crap hole, and we want to keep it that way. Just stay out. That's this problem we have. But if Trump doesn't do anything, well, hey, he's going there. They don't want me there. Great. Let them suffer. Let them fall apart. Portland, Oregon, if you voted for it, keep it. Have it. Go ahead. I hope Chicago falls apart. I hope every building in Chicago goes. I hope they take like. I hope they just trash your house. I hope the mayor, the governor, and all that. I hope all the houses get trashed. Because maybe then they'll say, huh? They don't care if it's not their business. They don't care if it's not their property. They don't care if it's not their community. Because that may be the district. They don't live there. They live in some high-rise gated community with a $20 million home, private chauffeurs, Rolls Royces. They don't care. If you're too stupid to vote for these, when the government's offering you assistance and the people in your community, the leaders in your community turn down, there's something wrong. Something wrong. That's not a Democrat issue or Republican issue. COVID-19 is not a Democrat issue or Republican issue. It's a fact, too. Just look. How many people died of flu 2 years ago? Why won't we lock down for it? This is when we lock, this is the death toll locked down for COVID-19. Here's the death toll of 2017 deaths from seasonal flu. Why won't we ever lock down for the seasonal flu when, you know, if you have said this before, you have 1,000 people die from knife wounds, but 2 people die from gunshot wounds. Wouldn't you think knives are a bigger, a more priority to deal with? We had 2 people die from a gunshot, but yet 1,000 people die from knives. Don't you think you should try to address the knife issue? Not banning them or anything, but just figure out why people are having issues. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. Thank you so much for bearing with. I've had technical difficulties. Probably going to have to take my Mac apart and look at the bottom of it. Something's not right. I think there's something loose. It's something that is fixable. But this thing is so, this thing is so antiquated. I need to get, cleaned up. Up time, and people are waking up. I think they know Biden ain't gonna win. We gotta do something. We gotta trash this country. We gotta try to do anything they can to maybe have no one in Detroit, no one in Michigan is saying, oh, that mandatory mask, that's Trump's not a mandatory masker. So if you get a state like Indiana that's mandating a mask, that's not Trump's fault. If you can't go to church, that's not Trump's fault. If you can't go to a beach, that's not Trump's fault. That's this government fear-mongering you. Because if more people, because if you're panicked about COVID-19, okay, more people are dying from the seasonal flu, so you should be more worried about that. You're more likely to die from the seasonal flu than you are COVID-19. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it right there, folks. The gas price was higher under George Bush. It wasn't higher under Barack Hussein Obama than any time in our history. So why was there no shutting the gas price down? Don't take my word for it. Look it up. The New York Times publishes Tucker Carlson's house address. I hope there's a bunch of New York conservatives that come and guard that and protect him. And I hope, because it was talked that he was going to release all these New York Times people's addresses and everything. I won't waste my time going there, but it's just sad. It's just sad. I would hate being a community that's ravaged, and your leaders say, oh, don't send help, don't send help, we're not going to help those communities, and Trump, you better not send help either. Someone needs to find ducks I don't know, because it's saying it's ended, it's saying it hasn't ended. I have no idea. I'm having major problems, so bear with me, bear with me. My wife said, yeah, there's a hissing. I don't know. It's just, this is just, I think, I don't know, because this is all Facebook. Yeah, there's something going on Facebook, so I want to thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in and putting up with this and whatever's going on. I have no idea, but don't know, something's not right. I just don't feel right. Something's wrong with my computer or something. I mean, Facebook's not working, but I don't know, folks. And I have to take my computer apart and look at it. There's something majorly wrong. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I mean, look, this country's falling apart. And they're trying to pass the blame, pass the buck. We're not locked down with masks and stuff because of Trump. We're not, these Portland cities and stuff aren't happening because of Trump. I don't know. I don't know, folks. But there's like a hissing noise, I've been told, over the thing. But, you know, that's what's going on in this world. We have issues like this where they try to, it's backfiring. No one's buying these masks or Trump's folder. These lockdowns, it wasn't Trump that made Michigan do all this crap. It's not. It's not. Something just doesn't feel right. I just, folks, I hate to do this, but I'm having so many problems. I'm going to end this conversation, and I want to try to figure out what's going on. I thank you so much for tuning in. I apologize. Facebook keeps having, I can't keep having all kinds of issues with Facebook. It's just like, it's like three times it said on my thing and it's ended, and it's not ended apparently, so I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to get this stuff, these bugs worked out. I'm going to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And again, I apologize. There's something majorly wrong with Facebook. I will talk to you all later. Good night and God bless. Goodbye.